You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
It is now time for a word from the Lord from Bishop Calum Kinja, pastor of the United Christian Fellowship Church.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Slade, and thank you all once again for tuning in. And as I said earlier, Thanksgiving is upon us. And, you know, we thank God for the country and taking out time to give thanks and to getting everybody rallying around one day, because, you know, people are so busy with life. You know, it's very difficult sometimes to even stop and say thank you because you're so busy trying to earn a living, so busy trying to move from here to there. But it's wonderful to be in a nation where a day is taken to remind everybody the importance of giving thanks. There's so many scriptures, especially in the Psalms. The Psalms are loaded with scriptures that speak about giving thanks and giving praise to God, entering to his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, and just so many wonderful words. And that word thanksgiving in the Psalms that you see is the word toda, and that word means an extension of the hands. And so when we look at praise and worship, we also can include thanksgiving in that as well. And so it's really giving praise and it's really giving honor to God for all that he's done and all that he's yet going to do. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, in everything, give thanks. Now, that's an amazing scripture when you really look at it and hear what it's saying, in everything. So even though there's some things that may happen in our lives that we don't really care about, I'm sure there's some things that could be going on with your life right now that you would like to be in a better place, a different season. But we are taught in scripture that we need to give thanks in everything. And because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And in the NIV edition of the Bible, it says, give thanks in all circumstances. Whatever you find yourself in, you have to always find a way to give thanks in that, because you don't know that it could be working for your good. Matter of fact, most things that are happening in our lives are working for our good. It just don't feel that way. You don't particularly like what's going on at the moment. But when we really understand what scripture teaches us, everything is working together for our good. Everything that happens in our life is for our best, and for our good. And once we get to the place of understanding that don't mean it's going to be easy when different things hit our lives and different things come at us. But we need to always thank God, even for those unexpected seasons. You know, everything is going well, and then all of a sudden things turn, and it looked like it's a turn for the worse. But once we understand how life works, a lot of times life is nudging us to make some changes and to do something different. And therefore, that we need to always give thanks, because we don't know exactly what life is doing. We are finite beings, and we're talking about an infinite God, and a God that's unlimited, a God that sees the whole parade. All we see is what comes in front of us, but God sees the beginning from the end. And that's why when we're serving the Lord, we need to always give thanks, because God, anything that happens to our lives, anything that comes at us, even if it's something that I did, is still something that needed to happen so I can get a better grip on who I am and learn how to do some things a little bit better. But in everything, we need to understand the importance of giving thanks. In all circumstances, the NIV says again, give thanks. See, the power of thanksgiving is the power of gratitude. The power of being thankful is the power of gratitude. And when you are thankful and grateful for what you have, more will be given. And a lot of times it's important to just stop and think about that, because so many times it's easy to focus on what you don't have. You can forget to give thanks for what you do have, because you're looking for other things to happen. You're looking for financial blessings. You're looking for things to change in a situation, in a marriage, in your children. And we many times we're so focused on what's not happening, we don't take a moment to give thanks for what is happening. We don't give a moment to give thanks for the fact that we woke up. You know, as a matter of fact, one of the things that I've practiced for a long time, when I get up, I always say thank you. I always tell the Lord, thank you. I'm talking about before I get out to bed. I say thank you. My eyes open, you know, my heart continued to beat all night, and, you know, and the Lord kept me breathing all night. And, you know, in other words, I didn't die in my sleep, you know. So when I wake up, I need to say thank you, Lord, for another day. And even if the day is going to be filled with things that I may have to cope with that I don't particularly like, I have another day to get some things straight that I didn't get done yesterday. I have another opportunity for God to move me into a better place. And so I need to always get in the practice of giving thanks, because if you don't thank God for where you are, you're not going to get a chance. You won't be able to move from that place that you are. I recall when my mother-in-law was living, my wife's mother was living, and she just could not stand working at the place that she was working. And she hated it. And she had to get on the freeway and drive down to the valley. And she was just complaining and complaining and complaining. And I told her, I said, Mother, you're not going to ever get into a better place until you start thanking God for that job. You know, you got a car to drive to the job. You are able to go to work. I mean, God has given you health to be able to do all of that. Until you are grateful for where you are, until you become grateful for that job, you can't expect anything else to happen better for you. And so we have to be grateful. Maybe many some of you that are listening right now, you don't like where you are. You don't like the job that you have, whatever the situation may be. But I'm here this morning to encourage you that you need to be thankful for whatever it is. Thankful for your children. Even if the child is not acting the way you want them to act, thank God for the child, not the child's actions. And we got to remember that God didn't look at us and judge us according to our actions. We want to see our children do better. We want to see our husbands, our wives do better. But I need to give thanks, first of all, that I have a wife, that I have a husband, that I have some children. You know how many people that would love to have children that are unable to have children? And God bless you to have them. So we always need to think about what we do have and what God has blessed us with. Because in order for me to get anything better, in order for me to move into anything better, I have to give thanks for the place that I am in right now. Right now, all you have is now. And so we have to be careful that we're not consumed with the things that we don't have. We're allowing those things to consume our thinking, and we get up depressed. We're upset because of things haven't happened in our lives the way we think they ought to happen. But this is a day where the whole nation is called to remember the fact that God woke you up. Remember the fact that you got both hands, you got both feet. Do you know how many people are running around that things have happened to them and they got bags on the side of them? You know, they have to carry a toilet with them everywhere they go. You know, I'm just trying to make you think about some things, because I feel like maybe some people are listening and you may think, you know, I don't have a whole lot to give thanks for. But the fact that you have your health, and even when you get sick, you have to give thanks even in that. I know it don't make sense, but your body getting sick is an indicator that something is wrong. It's good to have those indicators. What would happen if you just got sick and died? But the fact that your body sends out signals and warning you and letting you know that something's not right in this area, you know, if your blood pressure is up, your body is telling you something. You know, you need to do something about this. You need to exercise. You need to lose some weight. You need to do something. Your body is talking to you. And all of this is a blessing from God, and we need to give thanks. I know it sounds weird to give thanks when you get sick, but your body is saying something. When a person gets a cold, the body is trying to get rid of things. And so, you know, it's hard to be blowing your nose and runny nose and head hurting and all these things going on. But if you think about it, your body is doing what it needs to do to get rid of stuff. You can give thanks for that. And if we learn how to be grateful and thankful for what we do have, then life has a way of making sure we get more, because we're living a life of gratitude. We're living a life, and we should be living a life of optimism. We should be looking and expecting greater things to happen. But those greater things only will happen as you give thanks for where you are today. Thank God for next time you get in your car. Thank God. Just sit down for a few seconds and say, Lord, I thank you for this car. You know, and you have to become. I do this all the time. And what I'm telling you, I do all the time, because I am grateful. I just sit in the house sometime. I could be looking at the news and just out of nowhere, I say, Lord, I appreciate this house. I appreciate my wife. Lord, I thank you for my children. Lord, I give you glory for my grandchildren. I got four grandsons and one granddaughter who was just born recently. So much to be grateful for, and not get so stuck and caught up in my own mind about what I don't have, what I haven't accomplished yet. You know, is you know, sometimes we before we can even be grateful and appreciate what God has done, many times people move right on to the next conquest. You know, and you don't even give time for the smoke to settle down, but you're ready to run on to something else instead of taking a moment and say, Lord, I thank you for this. But you're always trying to live somewhere in the future, and all you have is right now. This moment, right now, whoever's listening to this, this is the only moment you have right now. And you have to make the best of every moment that you have in your life. And you have to be living every moment of your life with a grateful heart and with thanksgiving. And remember, thanksgiving is connected to praise. It's connected to prayer. That's why the word is connected to the word Torah that we said earlier, is to extend the hands, is to lift your hands, is to be grateful for what you have, and understand that that's the way that God brings more into your experience, brings more into your life, because you are grateful. You're not living your life in regret. I regret this, I regret that, and I'm waiting for this to happen, and you're not being happy. I got a message that I'm going to be bringing to our church soon, and it's dealing with just being happy. You got to be happy right now. You can't wait for something to happen to be happy. You have to make yourself happy. You can't, you know, everybody, I tell the church all the time, we can look around and find something in our lives, and we can all just have a depression party right now. Everybody can just look around and find something to be depressed over. And so it is my responsibility to lift myself up and keep myself encouraged, as David had to encourage himself when all of his men talked about stoning him to death, killing him. He was by himself, but he wasn't by himself. God was with him. But so it is important for us, and I just can't stress it enough. Learn how to give thanks. Learn how to get up in the morning and say, Lord, thank you for this day. Before you get busy with the rat race and all the things that you do, just take a moment and say, Lord, I thank you. I appreciate you. Think about the things that you're doing with your hands when you get up in the morning. You got both of them. You can use them. You know, think about that. Think about, you're able to go use the restroom. You know, you don't need nobody to bathe you while you're in the bed. You don't have to use the bathroom in a bedpan. I mean, some people, you know, they're recovering, and praise God for that. But you all that have your health, you know, you need to be thankful for your health, and thankful to the point of that you start doing what's necessary to take care of your health. Don't wait till New Year's. Be thankful for your health, and don't make no New Year's resolution about all that you got to do physically. But start doing it now. Start doing some things now. That's how I like to go into the new year anyway. I like to go into the new year before January the 1st. Whatever I want to accomplish there, I like to go into that in November and December. I think you ought to go into the new year doing what you want to do in the new year. And that way you're already in it. You're already moving in it, instead of making a resolution that you break and you don't keep every year. Be thankful. That's another thing to be thankful for. The year is almost over. God has given you another year. What have you done with the time God has given you? See, that's not on God. That's on you. So we have to be very thankful for all that God has done, all that God is doing. This morning, start early. You know, you don't need to wait till Thanksgiving to talk about, to sit the family around and say, what are you thankful for? You know, and the things that we do on that particular day. But this is something that should happen all the time. So remember what the scripture said in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. And again, I like what the NIV says. It says, thanks in all circumstances. Paul said, I've learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. That don't mean I'm jumping up and down about where I'm at right now, But I learned to be thankful and grateful, and I learned to be content where I am. It doesn't mean I'm going to stay there, but I'm going to be content here as I focus and have a vision to do greater and better things. But I'm going to thank God for where I am right now. So I want to leave that with you as we move into Thanksgiving, this season of Thanksgiving. Give thanks, not just on this day, but learn how to give thanks all the time, every day, in every circumstance, in every situation. May God bless you, and we will hopefully see some of you all that may want to come out and visit and see what our ministry is all about. I know it would be a blessing to you. It's a blessing to so many, and we've been here 27 years, and God has been with us. That's why we've lasted 27 years, because God is with us. So come out and experience the God that's with us, and of course the God that's with you in your life, and I know you will be grateful to the Lord that you came and experience what God has for you at our ministry. May God bless you.